そうですね。So even when that, you know, many of the teachings about guru devotion, but if you are able to keep this in mind, keep this in the heart, or you see, then this is the very essential meditation. So you have protection to your mind, You see, so doesn't break samaya. Then you see, so there's the lineage lamas of Nyungne practice. You see, the initiation, the meditation, recitation of compassion Buddha, Nyungne, that has been handed down from Gelama Palmo, the fully ordained Bishuni. There's a place in Nepal. when you go to Parping, the famous bird cave, the Vajrayana place, you see, from Kathmandu, when you cross the mountain like this, you know, from here you go, so here's Kathmandu, you drive from here, then go to, you see, so this, the hill around Kathmandu, you see, so many of this here, but there's a hill that goes like this, so there's a long step, you go up, so there's a temple there, so there's a long step, you go up there, there's a red generation inside. And you know, after the temple, the people, Nepalese people put so many pots on the wall outside the temple. So many pots. Probably, I'm not sure. Must be good luck or something, I'm not sure. Must be something for good in there. So next to the temple, there's a platform, like a throne, it's a platform, then there's a roof, and there's, since that's the place where Gelama Palmo lived or something like that. So there's our house there, so where the family lived or something like that. So maybe Nepali. So one Dinesh Lama, one they say, had lung, lung, wind disease, lung. But after you met Tibetan Buddhism, then you found out sooner or later the lung. So anyway, tried many things in the work. Tried many things. High tantric deities, you know. Tried many things. So then Tara appeared and told either direct to this Lama or told another yogi, Lama, the asked question, what did you saw? Then Tara advised, so you say, in the past, you broke the samaya of the guru. I think maybe rising heresy or to the guru or something. I remember it, but it's something. See, I think disturbed the guru's holy mind in the past. So that's Tara predicted. So the solution is to purify, to go to confession practice. So then only then. The confession to guru, the purification. Only then the loom recovered. You see, otherwise before that did many things, other meditation deities, many things didn't help, didn't cure. So like that. So that is a we have some student, say some sangha student who had room for many years, try to go to Burma to heal, to Theravada meditation to heal, but nothing helped. Still has a loom. So anyway, so the method, is just there, in a way. It's just there. What Thala advice is sent is there, see. But I guess didn't click in the mind. Didn't click in the mind, you see. Maybe no good karma, maybe didn't have good karma or whatever. So anyway. Objective of our life, goal of our life, purpose of our living, is to benefit of others, and that means as I mentioned before, causing happiness in this life, whatever one can, then happiness about causing long run happiness all the to coming all the future lives to others in the being, then liberation from samsara, full within, bring them to full enlightenment. So our ultimate goal among these is to bring the sentient beings in full enlightenment. The ultimate goal or objective of our life is that. So, therefore, now, for that we need to exercise path. We need to achieve enlightenment. And then we need to exercise path. The gradual part of the high capable being. Then, to actualize that, we need to actualize the greater part of the middle capable being and general and common. And for that, we need to actualize the greater part of the lower capable being and common. And so, for the success of all this, then correct root, correct devotion system, devoting the virtuous friend with thought and action. So that, so now, so therefore, so now here the essential advice or whatever the here to finish with. So that while one is doing while one is doing a service meditation center, working in a company, business company, whatever, you see. At the same time, at the same time, must develop mind and path. develop mind and spiritual path. What is that? That's not just any spiritual path. This lam rim. Must develop mind in a lumbering, not just any meditation that you like, not that, or somebody teach in the world that one like, that sounds good, not that. Kind of soothing, not that. Should be path to enlightenment, as I mentioned before. What is your goal? What is your goal of life? What's your objective? Yes. To see, to bring sentient beings to enlightenment, the main one. So that, if that, so if that is your, what you want, your goal, it to be your goal, what you want to achieve, and if it's numberless sentient beings, and the highest enlightenment, then so then for that must stick to your life in Lankim. So the table of the step by step. So beginning from root guru devotion, then one day do one meditation guru devotion. So one meditation guru devotion. So you see, whatever time one can say. Times they come to oneself. So train the mind that from bottom of your heart, without slightest question, that one guru is all the Buddha, one Buddha is all the guru. So there is no Buddha. Without guru, there is no Buddha. So that, so until you have such, not one single question, so from the bottom of your heart you feel this 100%. Not just feeling like this for a few hours, a few days, but stable. So that is realization of guru devotion. So then still, you don't spend that much time, but still you need to stabilize, liberty. Doesn't need a long time. It still needs a little bit of meditation to continue. As a Pavanga teaching with advice. So, if it's a little bit of meditation good devotion, and that it brings all the success. It stops all the heavy, it stops all the obstacles, the heaviest obstacles for development, to realization, you see. Which means it stops all the, stops the heaviest obstacle for you to benefit from sentiments, extensive benefit from sentiments. Obstacle, so the heaviest obstacle, it stops the guru devotion. You see, and the heaviest obstacle for your happiness, all the happiness of the it stops the devotion. So, all the attaining all the path, heaviest obstacle, so the devotion protects your mind, stops. So, then training, but this is after one has studied the whole Lamrim from beginning to end, have they read, and you see, maybe one or two, three times, or even after you read one time, but become familiar with it, all the, except the shamatha, that, because one can learn, but can, not right away, you can have that realization. So, all the analytical meditations, so the, including this, so then, which is tied to a familiar subject. Then, after that, then, see, so knowing the blue subject, like emptiness and that, bodhicitta, it gives you a wider view. Even though you meditate, try to realization from beginning to the step by step, perfect aim, but usefulness is difficult, like that, impairment, that, Lord, realm, refuge, karma. But having those subjects below, it gives so you have a wider view. Why you have to this meditation? It gives greater meaning, to mental impairment. That why it gives much greater, wider view. See, if you know that those other subjects. So there's much greater joy in your life. Deeper reason, see. So anyway, So then, when you become familiar, and then when you feel now if I really meant it, seems like an itch realization, because you feel, when you go through, you feel something, you see, some feeling, as I mentioned, some feeling. When you meant compassion, you feel compassion. When you meant bodhicitta, you feel compassion. You see, if you get some feeling. So now, if I really try, it looks like I can achieve realization, you see. Like a person, you know, you can guess, you can get the idea. Or if I really fight this person, something I can conquer, I can defeat him. You know, when you have confidence like that, then, you see, so like that, similar here. Then, one meditation group version, no matter how many months, years, takes time, you see. Then the other one is that, train the mind in the perfect image birth, the after karma. especially impairments, death. So, so one can do the, you know, perfect image birth, you know, how many weeks, months takes time, then after you achieve that realization, then usefulness, how many weeks, months takes time, then kind of like that. Or, you see, from perfect image birth after karma, you see the special impairments, death. Should you do this next day, usefulness, the next day, you see, difficult to find again. Next day, impairment, next day, Lord, next day, it's come, you see, it'll come. So this maybe it's a more interesting, and maybe in case, so it helps not get bored. Maybe it helps, you know, but maybe, you know, in dealing with each of those realizations, maybe, you know, do like that, interval in each of all those realizations. See, but among those, seems, according to some lama, the one Chikan Chambong, the guru, Chukchoba Rinpoche, who, you know, selected disciples, Geshe's lamas, who have many realizations, Shamatha, Kama, Bhajan, and, you know, Lam Tsep has passed two stages, like Chikan Chambong, you see. So his disciples, Panna Rinpoche, his heart disciple, Panna Rinpoche, who passed away already in Tibet, when he was asked to go in Tibet to give teaching them, and he gave a lot of teaching in the Tantra College, you know, those very extensive Tantric texts, then passed away. Now reincarnation came, and the attendant asked me, to if he can have a house at Tushita. So then I got one house there. There was one nun, but she disrupted, and so the one Kesan Bhutsu, one Inkhan Lama, was a friend, you see. So his sister nun lived in the West. So they got the house. Anyway, so according to Sri Bhutsu's advice, you see, the main thing here, to maintain on impairment, that so that helps for everything. That helps if you maintain that, then it helps for everything to have good realization or others. I think, you know, it's just to do more to have that as a main part of meditation. I think that helps to have those other realization quicker, more, I think, skillful. Then after that, just when you have stable realization, then you see the renunciation to the future life samsara, so that. The evolution, some of the 12 different, all the shortcomings of the individual realm sufferings, then general sufferings, and all that. until you see the up to a formless realm, formless desire, everything is just like being the center of the fire. You see, only nature of suffering, you know. Total disgusting. Like the nest of the poison snake. They like the inside the septic tank in a toilet. I'm sorry, but the whole thing. No, cannot find one single attraction for even 1 second. So that, see only suffering. So that is a realization, you see, day and night, all the time, constantly, only what you're looking for is liberation, see, from samsara. So, like the person who's caught, like the person who's caught in prison, see, or the fell in fire, you know, how the person will feel, so like that. So they're stable, then there's a realization, no? Renunciation of samsara. Then, after that, then bodhicitta. So then they, about the right view, right view, so bodhicitta, so as I think I mentioned, anyway, so one field, 24 hours, one field, is versus some spontaneously, you know, they talk to each other, or something, say, like the mother who, the mother who has a blood child fell, drawn the water or fell in the fire, so now she would, whatever she does, you know, one of them talk to save the child from that, you see, to go there. So, constantly, you see, there. So that they, to liberate the sentient beings from the ocean, some sort of bring to enlightenment, you know, therefore the teaching enlightenment. So, constant thought that is mountain rising without reasoning why and this and that, you know. So, then stable, that has respect, stable. So then, or when you see, it is said also when you see each sentient being, you feel to achieve enlightenment, you know. When you see each sentient being, you know, the rising wish to achieve enlightenment. So that also, when simultaneously, suppose spontaneous rising, then also have a relative bodhicitta, that like Lama Disha, especially like the Lama Disha, those. And then one day, good version, then they, you know, step by step, they maintain. The other one is emptiness. So emptiness, rather waiting long time. You see, you can maintain every day, 5 minutes or 10 minutes, whatever. On emptiness, so different techniques, as you find the text. So yesterday I mentioned two techniques. One is I used a noodle, so that with analysis, that's one technique. That's very short, that's one simple technique, but it's very powerful. You see, once you maintain on emptiness, you can use that. And the other one is this I mentioned yesterday, from the eye down to the atoms, particularly the atoms, and then second kind of split seconds of that. Mentioned how they made it into my mind. And seeing nothing exists from the outside. And nothing of this exists, you know, inside totally. What appears existing is totally empty. So that one. Then, see, one day you can do that, or next day you can do it for the house, you know, and this emptiness of the house. Similar analysis, you can do that. See, so anyway, that there are different techniques of the different techniques of the mental emptiness, you know, especially philosophy. There are many. So, however, therefore, for analysis, there are different techniques. So you can use different techniques. Each day, so to that group, to that get bored, you can use different techniques. or recite those verses. Those very powerful, effective verses from the Great Lamas or from Buddha's teachings. And then you recite that, meditate on that. So, very good. So, then, must do meditation in this, yeah. So, that's very, very important. Must know what it means. We must know what it means to meditate on emptiness. if you don't know what it means to meditate on emptiness, then you see a whole lifetime. You do analysis and never realize emptiness, and you do wrong analysis. the wrong meditation, wrong analysis. So that's why in the four analysis, the first one is the four vital points. You see, methods to analysis, to realize emptiness. So first one, the vital point, recognizing the object to be reputed. So that's why this comes up very first. So this is the one that you look for. This is one which doesn't exist. So therefore you look for, analyze, and which doesn't exist, then you realize it's empty as it's empty. So you look for the eye, you know, just the mere eye or the you see general of the mere eye. Where is it? Then at the end you don't find nothing clear, no conclusion how it exists, and you see, it doesn't lead to emptiness, and it doesn't lead to also dependent arising. You see, and so at the end, confusion, nothing. There's a danger to nihilism. So like Ramachandra explained in the middle, Lambrim, you see. So if you search where is the table, Gakcha, that table which is appearing to you, not me, level by mind, you know, the real table in the sense of existence. So that one is the target. So you have to see this is non-existent. So you look this far, you see, on the part of the table, collection table, so I, which one's table, you know, the collection, so where it is. So cannot find it, and you see totally. Then you see, and then it helps to lead to emptiness, to realize emptiness. Then you come. That helps to realize about table existence of table, the middle level table. You come to realize that. So just give one example. One example, object repeated in our table. So okay, now like this. So middle level table. So now. You don't connect to the false table, okay? The real table exists, just the table, just mid table. Okay? Where is it? You know, you look for, okay? There's no table, there's nowhere, okay? So where is it? You look for, you know? You can't find anywhere. Okay, now you can't find anywhere. Now you look at the table. How do you see the table? Well, there's a real table there, existing from the side, you see? You see, after look for the table, where is it? There's no table. The table, where is it? You look everywhere, cannot find. Now you examine your view. After all that, you examine your view. How did the table appear? Oh, there's a real table there on the base. There's a real table appearing to you. Or that is object to be reputed. You see, after you search everything, you look at how the table appears to you. How do you see? You see, there's a real table appearing from there. Or that is the object to be reputed. You see, before you didn't touch to that. Maybe you didn't connect to that. Now, after all this, now you examine again for that. The object to be false table. You see? So, now, this is target. And now you found the target. The what is to be realized empty. this is an example. This can be a useful example to find, to recognize object attribute to what we have realized empty. So all these things, then, of course, the most important one brings all the success is the good question again. That's everything, wish feeling, everything. Then, so now, the sitting meditation, yes, it's good, should do, but now, with this, you know, practice of purifying the mind, collecting strength, meditation, waters, there are all these traditional practice approaches, mental, you see, that this, But if you don't have time to that, you see, whether you have time or you don't have time. But whatever you're doing, eating, walking, sitting, sleeping, doing job, everything should become Dharma. You say best to the bodhicitta. Not just a detached mind to this life, which becomes Dharma, yes, cause of happiness. Then detached mind to the samsara, then of course become cause of liberation, all these things. But the best thing, because with bodhicitta, then everything, whatever you're doing, means of collecting limitless scars of merit, numberless merits, whatever you're doing, you see, thinking of all the sentient beings in the heart, thinking all the sentient beings in your heart. Then you are taking care of baby or family or in the office, whatever. You see, whatever job you're doing, business, whatever. But in the heart, that, then you collect limitless scars of numberless merit. Because your thoughts do benefit all the sentient beings. So the so even if you don't have time to those particular practices, preliminary, you see, purifying the flowing systems. But whatever you're doing, job, whatever you're doing, everything, you see, the advice to become, make it to become Dharma, especially with bodhicitta, so it will cause enlightenment, it will cause happiness of all sentient beings. So this this is very the other extremely important is the not break time from Dharma practice. There's no break time for Dharma practice. Break time from sitting meditation. Break time from sitting meditation. Not break time from Dharma. Not break time from Lamrim. That's wrong. If your mind is not Lamrim, you're creating it karma. You see, you are in trouble. You see, language thought and with karma. You see, clean cause of the you're using this body to create a cause of lost realms. You see, so like that. So there's no break time from Lamrim Dharma, but break time from sitting meditation. So, so the busy life. Make sure the motivation here. That's the most important thing. To take care. So, I started to talk, take care of yourself, but then I went all over again. went all over the place. So here, your refuge is bodhicitta, your good heart. You see, when you're busy life, you see, that transforms your life. Everything becomes... So, with bodhicitta, if you walk with Buddhism, I taught benefit of sentiment. So when you go to job, from home, first you generate bodhicitta, okay? So, think kindness of sentient beings and the harvest of suffering. Then, you know, as much as possible, the kindness of sentient beings, effective, the freedom from the suffering, bring to enlightenment. Then, master, therefore, I'm going to serve for sentient beings. Then you go from, you think in the room. Then you see, with thought of sentient beings, then benefit them. So, each walking, you see, you collect limitless scars of merit. Each walking to the office, you collect limitless scars of merit, you know, numberless merit. So, when you chant Om Mani Padme Hum with bodhicitta motivation, so, with each Om Mani Padme Hum, with by thinking sentient beings, by thinking numberless sentient beings in your heart, each time when you walk, with that motivation, you recite Om Mani Padme Hum with each with this mantra, you know, which is Om Mani Padme Hum, you collect numberless merit. Because here your heart is to say sentient beings, to benefit sentient beings. So with this Om Mani Padme Hum, collect numberless merit. So even you don't have time to do other separate practice, but here's here so like that cooking or whatever, cleaning, especially cleaning is incredible Dharma practice. You know, that's part of the preparatory practice, jhocha. You see, at the beginning, before you sit and meditate, there's cleaning is a plenary. So, generally Bodhicitta, I can think of kindness and living as effective as possible, then they have to surrender them. You see, to bring to enlightenment, Deva must endeavor on it. Deva, I'm going to do a service. Even though you are making money, receiving money, making money from that, but your motive is of thinking for my happiness. So, Jain Bodhicitta, then you change the attitude, you know, you're working for the other, you're for those people, you see, for others and things. So with that attitude, you know, as you see, help, you know, service or service. Then you see, with that motivation, you go from my house. That's the best preparation, that's the most important preparation. So not only motivation, when you do virtuous activity, there's motivation, preparation, motivation, actual body, you know, completion. So, preparation, actual body, completion. So this is not only for meditation or, you know, doing prostration work, you know, but this is also for job. This is also daily life activities. The same. There's preparation, actual body, the conclusion with dedication, you see. Even job. whatever you do, or even same. So you generally, then you go to work, cleaning. Until while you're cleaning, then you think, you meditate. Defilements of all sentient beings. Defilements of all sentient beings, and this break of motives, that's the whole part from the materialism. So you're purifying the mind of all sentient beings. So could that, or can think of both, you know, your own defilements and sentient beings. So this, so then how many hours you spend cleaning is all dharma. So done with Bodhicitta. And then, you see, every cleaning, every movement cleaning, you create limitless kinds of merit, you know, numerous merit. So, you see, that's incredible joy. You see, unbelievable joy. You see, even outside looking, business, job, but if only, but from your heart, from your head, dharma practice. So benefit of a sentient being, you see. So I heard some, you know, one student in the Washington native place, well, all marked in supermarket. She memorized, you see, Dhammakara Sutra by heart. I think by now maybe finished. Because she has a commitment I gave to the Sahib, so she memorized. Well, because she memorized, then that inspired me. I started memorize. So when I was there, but then after I left, it didn't happen. But she memorized. You know. So of course I thought, why not try? So I should memorize. So then I started memorizing, but did not. After I left, which didn't happen. Anyway, by now she had finished. So. She keep on reciting Vajrasattva while she's shopping, or while she's cashing the cash place, you know, where people come in line, you know, where you the cash, where people give money, huh? Cashier place. One minute. Anyway, so she keep on reciting Vajrasattva mantra while she's doing this, you see. So this is how to make meaningful, how to make life meaningful, it's like this. So even there, you see, she came reciting Vajrasattva mantra, you know. And then, you see, there's many, and the edge of the table, there's many, this, I think, where you hang bags, you know, all the way around, you know. So you take a bed, then put things, you see, put people. So then she turned this as a prayer wheel. She hasn't got prayer wheel, but somehow she heard about prayer wheel, and she liked prayer wheel. She didn't have prayer wheel. So this one, she turned like this as a prayer wheel. So I sent one travel from up to South Africa, very nice travel. One very kind guy who brought so many travel at the land of Mr. Buddha to some people, then people buy, then they go donation as a big travel, you see. This one man, you get it all from Nepal. But this one is a metal plastic, transparent plastic, very beautiful. So I gave her that, in Allmark, this big, you know, shopping place. So to keep next to her, to turn. But this is very unique. But I was going to give another one, my own, which has a pearl decoration. But then she thought that about the balls. This too obvious. So many people, they ask questions. She says, you know, they turn, some people turn. And there's one boy came and liked so much. One little boy, I think there must be some strong karma from past. So anyway, so there was one prayer with made of cloth from Tibet. Inside there's a man, but very nice little man with cloth. So I left there to fill up, you know, to keep the boy. Anyway, so she gets very exhausted there, you see. Sometimes, I'm not enjoying the work. So anyway, so like this. Okay, now that even as non-believer, you see that somebody who's not a particular faith or not, you see. Anyway, even that person can think this way. So the work becomes, say, spiritual, you see, that's the virtue. So you see, and every person comes, you remember their kindness. Their kindness, that but this is for non-believer, you see, so there's not much jiva. This is very limited kindness. So my survival every day, that I have human body, you see, after my survival, that I can do so many good things for me, I can do so many good things, help so many things for others. And so this is, you see, from the money that I receive by doing job, the money I receive from the customers, you know, and from the boss, you know, the organization and the customers. So, so by the kindness. So you think of the kindness, you know, as people come, you think of the kindness. You see, then you see, then you smile, you know, think the kindness, and they smile, you know, think the kindness, and they smile at them. See, so they feel you are kind-hearted. They feel you are kind-hearted, warm heart, and smile, you see. So then, then they're very happy, and they will always come that shop, and they will always come, even the line, you know, there are different lines up your boat. They will come through that line where person, very kind-hearted, you know, smiling at you. So, you see, but that's just, you know, benefits. I mean, you don't have to think that way, but that's just all benefits. They will specifically choose to come that way. So this is for even non-believer who don't believe reincarnations, you see. That's just it's practical. It's just your happiness, your survival, this. But there's so many good things you can do for others, help others. Come from the kindness of the customers, you see, and the boss who get the job to you. So, but it's nothing to do past life, you know, the things just about the one this life, you see. So there I'm using example shop, but that you have a similar that for the now. Now as a practitioner, as a Lambda Mantero, then you see that deeper kind of so the one day you can think the mother kindness for mother and the four ways kindness mother, they done numberless times from beginning, but so one day you can do that, you see. This person, you see, if you're a school teacher, then the students, you think, So he was in the office at home, like that. So one day that, next day, the extensive kindness that one that I often mention, you see, numberless happiness from beginning, numberless happiness, happiness from beginning to the birth, and from beginning to the birth, and the present and the future, all the temporal happiness, and all the, then ultimately the liberation, liberation, enlightenment, everything.